This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And throw up my hands like I got pushed. Well,
smart move.
Yeah, because he 2 yards after he got beat, and there was no hands on him. Then he jerked himself back like I got pushed, and they fell for it. These guys are getting paid a lot of money. You ought to be able to detect that, you know. And it just gives you another reason why they need a sky judge, because if they had a sky judge, he would have called down and said, "Whoa, wait a minute, guys! They were hand fighting." You know, Ramsey locked his right arm up and he left it on his chest and never pushed. And even their official analyst, McCauley, said, yeah, I didn't see any push off. But again, you know, that's kind of what happens, it seems like, to this team. And that's what happens when you play close games. When you get yourself in one possession games, then one call, one play, one penalty can just destroy what you're trying to do. You know, sometimes you just got to go out and beat somebody. And you know, that's what happened last year. Think about it. They played 7 one-possession games last year. They won one, and it was by 8 points. They lost 2 by 2, 2 by 4, and 2 by 7. And this was only too reminiscent of what took place, why they ended up 8-8 last year. Now, I know it's a short sample, it's one game, I get it, it's the opener, I get it, but that's what haunted them last year and why they ended up 8-8.
Did you happen to feel, Mickey, that this team looked a lot different than what we've seen last year from Jason Garrett team?
Different in,
I don't know, like just they still.
So
all right, let's get to my awesome topic.
It's time for sort of baseball nuggets with Mike Bassick.
So today we're going to go into Dak nuggets here.
Okay. And I think we used to have a segment on that, right?
Nuggets? Yeah, the reason I want to do this is Gavin Dawson is spitting a lot of fire today on Twitter about Dak Prescott. And I was texting with him during the game last night. I was texting you guys too, but you guys don't respond as much when I text during the football game.
I was at work.
Oh, okay. Sorry. But anyways, this was Stephen Jones on Friday on G-Bag Nation discussing Dak Prescott and comparing him to Patrick Mahomes. Let's hear this cut.
It's so difficult for us even. As you know, we've never not gotten a player signed that we wanted to get signed. I mean, that's just how we go. But this one's been a little more difficult. And you know, we're talking about a situation where he's going to represent so much of your salary cap. And I think he understands where we're coming from. We're trying to get in a situation where we can keep Dak surrounded by great players. You know, the only thing Dak's missing from Patrick Mahomes is winning that Super Bowl.
Right.
You know, that's what we want for him.
All right.
Yeah. Are you taking a shot at Broadus?
I think he was just like agreeing to move his statement forward, but gotcha. I definitely disagree with that.
Right. All right, guys. So it's just one game. And look, Kansas City's 1-0. Everybody saw that to kick off the season. The Cowboys, everybody saw that. Scored 17 points yesterday. Once again, a low-scoring game from, I mean, it is led by Dak. The team that scores 30-plus points all the time is led by Patrick Mahomes. There's a lot more that goes into it, but the quarterback does get a lot of credit and a lot of the blame for how many points are put on the board. And to me, look, I'm a caveman. I know Choppy hates this stat. Jeff sometimes discredits this stat. Points scored. How many points do you score? I know it's probably the stupidest stat in all of sports is how many runs or points do you score. But somehow us dumb butts who created sports, and I didn't create it, but they decided to judge games on how many points or runs you score versus the other team. It's probably the most outdated thing in all of sports. We need to come up with a different way on how you win or lose an event based on different analytics rather than the points scored or points you didn't or the points you, you know, didn't give up. But that's the way we're going to run sports in a stupid way, at least in my lifetime, I guess. So I think how many points you score is a really good stat. Maybe even the most important stat in all of sports is what you score or what you don't score.
I guess, Mike, the for the guys that are looking at the analytics side of things, those numbers lead to scores. Like that,
no, they do
like
not.
Finding which numbers actually lead to points is probably a good way to go about that.
Corey, you're on my page right now because I want to compare Patrick Mahomes to old Dak Prescott here.
All right.
Because, I mean, all that's missing is the Super Bowl ring because we got the same quarterback as Kansas City has. In fact, right now, Kansas City would call and say, hey, you want that Patrick Mahomes guy who grew up in Texas for Dak Prescott? And I'm sure the Cowboys would say, no, you know what? We think they're about the same quarterback. We're going to keep our guy. You guys can have that because all you guys have is a lot better talent around your Patrick Mahomes. That's our problem here. Well, here's the weird thing that I came up with Dak Prescott, which is just, it's weird to me, and I do like him. Once again, I think the Cowboys are going to go 9-7 or 10-6. I picked him 10-6. I picked him to lose this game. I didn't pick him to only score 17 points in this game, but it happened. So I went back and I looked at Patrick Mahomes over the last 2 years when he puts up 350 passing yards or more, because we'll hear from all the analytic people that love yards, mm-hmm. and they will say, well, he was second in yards passing last year and this and that. So when Dak throws for 350 yards or more in a game starting last year, we scored 35 points on opening night. That was a great night. Remember how excited we were last
yes.
year after game one? Because it was 35 points. Dak threw 4 touchdown passes. We are rolling. Here comes the problem and the issue after that game when Dak has a big passing game. His next big passing game is 463 yards against the Green Bay Packers. And with those 463 yards, we put up 24 points, and it was pretty much a blowout that we kind of came back late to make it somewhat of a game. So 463 yards, 24 total points on the board. Next game goes against Minnesota, 397 passing yards. Well, that's awesome. We should put up a lot of points in that game. Nope, unfortunately, we lose to the Minnesota Vikings 28-24. So 24-24 the last time he's put up 350 more yards. And in fact, he's putting up 450 yards on average in those two games. And we are scoring 24 points for the Cowboys. Next game is Thanksgiving against Buffalo. Well, we play crappy and so does Dak Prescott, but he threw for a lot of yards and we got 15 points on his over 350 yards passing. And so that just gives you an idea, guys. For some reason, when he throws for 350 yards, we score 35, which was great, and 35 in a game against the Detroit Tigers or Detroit Lions. I'm doing baseball nuggets.
Hey, it is baseball nuggets. I support that.
So two times when he threw for 350 yards or more, we scored 35 points and won both of those games. The other ones, we scored 24, 24, and 15, and we didn't even come close to winning those games. I guess we were somewhat close in Minnesota. I went back and looked at the game log of that game. He had two drives late in the game where he couldn't get the ball in the end zone, but he did have a lot of yards passing, and that's huge in the analytic world is those yards passing. But they're not leading to wins or a lot of points. So we go to Patrick Mahomes, the guy who is just like our guy, according to our assistant general manager. And I go to 2018, his MVP year. When he threw for 350 yards or more, There was 40 points on 4 touchdown passes, 45 points, 4 touchdown passes, 37 points, 3 touchdown passes, 51 points, 6 touchdown passes, and then 27 points and 2 touchdown passes. He's actually had more than just those games, because then we go to 2019, he was hurt, but 40 points, 3 touchdowns, 28 points, 4 touchdowns, and that was a blowout against Oakland where they shut it down in the second half. He still ended up for over 350 yards, 33 points, 3 touchdowns, 32 points, 3 touchdowns, and they win most of those games. So why is it, guys? Now I'll stop talking, and I'm going to ask you, in that basic analytic stat that I gave you, how come when our guy throws for a lot of yards, we don't actually score a lot of points?
Because in the red zone, we're a catastrophe. Like, I have felt that way before, and a lot of that does 100% fall on Dak. In the red zone or in the inside the 30, we're a catastrophe as a football team. We were last year, and...
Well, we were last night, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Corey,
I found a stat that I like, Mike.
Okay.
This is interesting. Percentage of touchdowns thrown when attempting a pass.
Oh,
Lamar Jackson's touchdown percentage was 9 last year, the highest, by the way. So when he typically threw, if he threw, he was almost 10% of the time his passes were going to be a touchdown. Dax was 5. And now granted, Mahomes was 5.9. But Dak is one of the lowest for the amount of touchdowns that he had last year. Even Tannehill's was at 7.7. A lot of those guys didn't throw as often. I don't know. I was just looking around at some stats there, Mike. But
and I'm glad you brought more stats. And I know I'm bringing something basic, but I wanted, since Stephen Jones says they're the same quarterback, which I know he knows they're not, but he said something that we have to, you know, digest here. And then we watched the first game of the season, and it's 17 points when we felt like going into the game that they would score at least in the mid-20s or more. And I know, you know, Corey – And Jeff want, you know, a team that can give us 40 points 3 or 4 times this year and be a team that averages 30-plus points. And I do think, because of our defense, the Cowboys are going to have to score in the high 20s to mid-30s to get a lot of wins. If this team's going to win 11 or 12 games, which is going to be tough, they're going to have to score a lot of points to do it. But yet, Dak's stats don't say we're going to score a lot of points. When he puts up his best games in the NFL – when he throws for a lot of yards, when I look at Patrick Mahomes and he throws for a lot of yards, he's putting up 40 points pretty much on a consistent basis or more. When our guy throws for 350 yards or more, which would mean he had a really good game. If you don't watch the game, if you just want to be an analytic person and never watch football and just look at how many yards Dak throws for and not look at the result of the game or how many points scored, he had 2 out of his 5 games that got over 24 points. So, to me, if we want to be, this is my big opinion, doesn't mean the Cowboys are going to be bad this year, still think they're going to win the division. If the Cowboys want to be a team that averages over 30 points a game, which is a few teams do that a year, and it'll probably go up the more we get more rules to help the offense out, Dak can't do it. Dak is not Aaron Rodgers. Dak is not Patrick Mahomes. And I know I'm bringing up 2 of the greatest we've seen in the last decade. He's not Lamar Jackson, who's a different type of quarterback. But Dak cannot lead a team and be one of the best offenses. Can we score a lot of points with them? Kind of, a little bit. But he can't do it. He can't be the guy to give us on a consistent basis. What, when you look at the best quarterbacks in the NFL, when they have those big games, they have big points. They might lose the game. In fact, the game he scored 51 and 6 touchdowns, that was that unbelievable Rams game. Kansas, it was 54-51. Our guy doesn't put up the points, and to me, I know I'm a stupid moron caveman, yeah. I believe points actually matter in sports.
Mike, I'll say this. So after one game with Mike McCarthy, because Jason Garrett was the problem. Like, that's why Jason Garrett's not here. After one game with Mike McCarthy, you've decided this, or did you already have that decision
I've kind of decided this. I was arguing with Jeff all last year in, like, Dak's great. And I'm like, how come we're scoring 17-9 points in all these important games? How come we can't – 15 against Buffalo, 9 against New England. I know that was a rain game. 9 against the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, it was 17 in another game. And I'm like, guys, I get it. Dak sometimes looks like he has a good game on a piece of paper, yet points aren't there. The points scored aren't there. When we play a really bad team, New York Giants, we can score 35, and he can also put up big stats. But if we're going to actually win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott, if we're going to be in an NFC Championship game with Dak Prescott, I know some people really knock Tony Romo because analytically he doesn't look that great. Analytically, the basic stat is he would average 22 points in a regular season, Kevin, right? You know this stat. And then we go to the playoffs and we'd average 34.
Yep.
So when it was on the line the most, Troy Aikman would add 10 points to a team in the playoffs. When it's on the line the most right now with Dak Prescott, we struggle scoring.
Yeah, I'll say based on what I saw last night, I didn't see a lot of change offensively, Kevin. That was the thing that was interesting last night because, like, you look at the routes they were running, very similar to what they've been running under Jason Garrett for a long time. And the fact that the safeties are back, and the Cowboys didn't say, hey, let's take advantage of them, let's pummel them with this instead. I didn't see any adjustments that I wanted or anything new from McCarthy that I really wanted to see.
And I still think Dak's good. Last thing on my baseball nuggets, I think Dak is a good quarterback. I just don't think he can lead you to that 30-burger, 40-burger that people want.
I'm so proud of you for saying that.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.